All right, in this episode, our pop culture card gets taken away from
us
because of the new CW show, Riverdale. We will explain.
We're also talking about American Horror Story Season 7, and it's a topic that...
It's scarier than most.
Right. It's pretty scary because it's based on real life, so we'll talk about that. This is Gal and the Gay.
Sugar! Sugar! Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey.
So that was Sugar Sugar by the Archies, came out in 1969,
right.
But it took until 2017 for the two of us to figure out that we are way behind on knowing what goes into pop culture because...
Yeah, we were both floored. So the song was written, performed by the Archies.
From the comp.
I mean, band...
Yeah.
Made up of the comic, the characters from the Archie comics. And I had
no idea. Your dad is going to be so disappointed.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. Ugh. He'll be so disappointed. Yeah, I'm sure. Like, I'm sure he knew that. I'm sure even my mom knew that. But I had no idea.
No.
I've always liked the song. Mm-hmm. I guess I never really thought about who sang it or whatever. But a little mind blowing
right.
Today after watching Riverdale and then researching Archie. So
my mind is blown because I feel like I have a pretty good grasp of like pop culture, things like that.
Right.
I am 40 years old. Like I've seen several decades of pop,
right.
of
you know,
music
and
pop culture.
I've always been interested in it and I think I've learned a lot.
About Archie?
No, not Archie.
Just pop culture
okay. In general. And I've always thought I have a good knowledge of even stuff.
Absolutely.
Before my time, but
yeah.
Apparently I did not.
No.
So.
And I mean, I've always been aware of Archie comics.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, everyone knows Veronica,
Betty,
Archie, Jughead,
yeah.
But I literally cannot believe all of the things that have come out of Archie that has made their way
right
into pop culture, and I didn't realize.
I know.
From Josie and the Pussycats,
right.
Never had any idea that was attached to Archie. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I had no idea either about that.
And like love triangles.
Yeah.
That started because of Archie and the Betty Veronica thing. I mean.
Yeah.
What? And Sugar Sugar. I mean. that was the icing on the cake.
That's the most like mind-blowing to me. So
yeah.
I had no
but
idea.
It wasn't from like the Monkees or
right.
something like that. It
but
actually
it's this
based
iconic song from the 60s. Like
yeah.
At least when I hear it, I mean, I automatically think about the 60s or 70s and
yeah.
I had no idea. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this all came out of us watching Riverdale.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, obviously, we do our homework. We get it. So
yeah.
When I watch something new, obviously I knew it was based on the Archie comic. I'm like, okay, well, I'll just look up some things
yeah.
and we'll watch some YouTube videos.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like
I
am like Encino Man. Like, I have been frozen in time, and then all of a sudden,
Encino Man.
I'm thawed out in 2017, and it's like, you've missed the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. I mean, I don't... Yeah,
see,
it's a
I
whole
know.
New world.
Yeah, my dad is going to be real disappointed in me.
Because
He's a comic book guy. I don't know if he was really into Archie, but I'm sure he is aware of it, you know, given his comic book stuff. But
well, and I thought Archie was just like some boring comic book about some high school, obviously Riverdale. But it's like, no, they were superheroes. They've been cavemen.
Yeah,
and
there's
women.
Been lots
they've
of different
been,
weird issues and stuff.
Which is like, this is awesome. If
I
would have known all of this, like... There was a series with the Ninja fucking Turtles.
Right?
I'm going back to find that tonight.
I know.
This is great.
There was an issue with Kiss, too, with the band Kiss, apparently. So, yeah. I mean, but it has been around forever. I mean, I guess it was probably one of the first, popular comic series, I'm sure.
So, 1941. So, you even mentioned it in the show that Riverdale was built in 1941, which ties back into the comics. And, this is, again,
I'm sorry, Dad.
I feel like it's going to take me a long time before I can reverse the revoking of my pop culture card.
Right? You know what? Hey, it's... We claim to be connoisseurs, but we can always learn, you know? So right.
Always learning.
We're always learning.
The more you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the show itself on the CW. If you haven't seen it, there's a new show on the CW called Riverdale. Obviously, it's about Archie, Betty, Veronica... Jughead. But it is definitely not a comedy. Well, it's funny.
Yeah, it is
but
funny.
It's not a, I guess it's kind of just, it's kind of a darker show.
Yeah.
It's kind of a darker teen drama, I guess, but.
It's kind of like, and I never really watched Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
It's like Gossip Girl, right. Twin Peaks. I don't know what else to compare it to.
There's a murder mystery involved. You know, there's really good characters. Really good. I mean, I've only watched the first episode. You've watched more than that?
No, I've only watched the first. Yeah.
And I really enjoy it. So I can't wait to go back and watch it. But yeah, I'm really, really liking it. And some of our friends apparently are obsessed with it. So yeah, I don't know.
So we're playing catch up, and I hate playing catch up.
I know.
I hate it.
Again,
so
CW.
That's why it's like, oh, I'm going to go back and do everything, and then we're going to be able to say stuff to them tomorrow,
right.
You know what the hell's going on. Because I'm going to see how many episodes I can watch tonight before the brunch we have to go to tomorrow. So, it's really good.
I didn't think
I was going to like it as much.
I didn't either. You know, when I heard they were developing this show, I was like, I don't know. You know, but.
And I thought it was like a ripoff of Twin Peaks. I'm like, I really don't want to watch it then. But then I'm like, no, I'm going to watch it. And
it's the thing, like CW. For, you know, all the flack it gets for being the CW, they have really good programming, and they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their audience, they know, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's rare that any of their shows are really not good, you know, so.
Right.
You know, they may not be something that you're into, but they're pretty good shows, so. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, they absolutely, and the thing is, like, we talked about how there are so many, like, The Walking Dead and other shows that are so heavy, and, oh, my God. Gosh, I just want to.
Right.
Not. I just want to turn off the TV. But this is fun. Like.
It is fun. It is fun because there's really funny moments, really funny lines in this in that first episode, especially. And the characters are all likable.
Yeah.
Very likable. Yes.
I didn't think I was gonna like Veronica that much.
Right, I like her.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's like,
right,
wow. And Betty's.
Betty's great.
I will say that the females are a lot stronger.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed.
On here, we were kind of talking a little bit about you didn't really watch Dawson's Creek, but Dawson was the boringest character.
Yeah.
On Dawson's Creek, like it was all of the other characters that really, and I feel like Archie's fine. Like,
yeah, he's okay.
He's fine.
Yeah.
But it's the girls.
It's the girls, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And the gay best friend, what is his name? I don't know.
Oh, it's Kevin Keller or something like that.
Yeah, something like him.
He was just introduced in the comics in 2010.
Oh, okay. So he's a newer...
The whole big thing. And I like that they hooked him up with Moose. And I love there's a line in there about him hooking up with Moose. And
yeah.
It's, a certain genitalia.
It's
that's
pretty funny.
Very,
yeah.
Yeah, similar to funny. An animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a moose, but anyway.
Okay.
I like
completely.
The way it's shot. It's very a little stylized. I like that.
Yeah. No, I like it a lot. Luke Perry is in this, which I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty good so far. And I don't know the actress.
And now he's actually old enough to play someone's father.
His father, not a high schooler.
He's actually cast age appropriate.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely enjoyable. So if you haven't watched it, highly recommend it. So yeah, I can't wait to go watch the rest of the
Yeah.
Was there's four episodes out, right now. So yeah, I'm gonna go back and watch it for sure. So yeah.
All right. What's next? What else do we have?
Talk about American Horror Story season 7.
This is very interesting. So every time they announce the next season of American Horror Story, especially after Coven, we're like, how are they gonna pull this off?
Right.
How are they gonna do that? And we were very excited for Freak Show.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we were.
It was so disappointing.
So disappointing.
And then Hotel, I stopped after three episodes.
Roanoke was pretty good because it was different. And I liked Roanoke. This one I'm not so sure about. Ryan Murphy, the creator, is thinking of doing an election 2016 theme for next season. Now, I don't have any idea how this is going to work. I doubt that he's going to be, like, it's going to be Hillary and Trump. I'm sure it'll be made up characters, but it's going to be something similar to what happened during our actual presidential election. So who knows, but I don't know.
I just don't know. I feel like that this should be because, you know, Ryan Murphy's team, they do like this People versus O.J. Simpson. They're doing feuds. They're doing this, you know, like, and, you know, like, American Crime. Was it?
Yeah.
American Crime Story.
Yeah.
I feel like clearly that would fit under it because there is clearly some kind of crime that happened that fucking Donald Trump is the president of the United States.
Yeah, there's definitely some shady stuff going on.
I feel like it would fit more under that than American Horror Story.
Yeah, but I wonder if there's going to be some sort of supernatural element involved, like demons or, you know, I don't know. Who knows how he's going to do it, but I would think you would have to put some sort of supernatural horror thing in it for people to actually like it.
That's what I'm saying. Honestly, for it to fit an American Horror Story, you have to kind of go that route.
So I don't know.
Especially when it's on, the Salem Witch Trials,
they did
that on Coven, but still.
Yeah,
I don't know how they're going to pull this one off.
I don't know how they're going to do it either. I think the election's probably just going to be a backdrop. You know what I mean? And then there'll be something else going on. Who knows?
No, oh, that's a good point.
You know, who knows? But we'll see. I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I liked last season, but I'm still not into American Horror Story like I used to be.
No,
me and
either.
Ryan Murphy really annoys me most of the time. So,
me too.
You know, yeah, so.
Well, the one Ryan Murphy show that I am looking forward to is Feud,
which absolutely, because of the cast. Ugh. Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange playing Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. And that starts soon, correct?
Yeah, in March.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to the trailer.
There was never a rivalry like theirs. For over half a century, they hated each other, and we loved them for it. They only ever made one film together. Whatever happened to Baby Jane? I'll get you the perfect co-star.
Who do you have in mind?
Betty, I promise you this is going to be the greatest horror movie ever made.
Why this picture?
We feel like Crawford and Davis may be a little long in the tooth. Why don't we go just a little bit younger?
You want me to work with her again? Are you crazy? Never! Never again!
Care to comment on the fact that Miss Crawford says you look old enough to be her mother?
You gotta keep them at each other's throats. You have to.
Lose the shoulder pads.
I beg your pardon.
Cut back on the lipstick. You're playing a recluse who hasn't seen the sun for 20 years, for Christ's sake.
I might have something, but you didn't hear it from me.
Blind item, my specialty.
You're just trying to throw me.
I'm trying to help you. I don't want to end up in joke bomb. You all let me look ridiculous.
Of course not.
Pure, naked rancor. I love it. I want more.
All right, so there you have it. Susan Sarandon playing Bette Davis and Jessica Lange playing Joan Crawford.
I can't wait. It looks good.
And
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Stanley Tucci.
Alfred Molina.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Judy Davis, maybe? I forget what her name is. She's in a lot of stuff. But anyway, it looks good. So I'm excited. Looks really good. Have you ever seen Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
No.
I never have either. And now I need
to. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Okay. our pop culture card is going to stay revoked for a while.
I've never seen it, and I'd like to.
Isn't that's the hangers?
No, no, no. That's Mommy Dearest, which is the biopic about Joan Crawford.
Right. Okay.
But Whatever Happened to Baby Jane is the movie that they were in together. Mm-hmm. I don't know when it was made. The 50s, maybe.
It looked like because it's black and white.
Yeah. So. Huh. Yeah, it's supposed to be very good. I've never seen it, but yeah.
I didn't realize that was the only movie they made together.
I didn't either. I don't know. So, yeah. Is it? I don't know if it's... I feel like it has a cult following for some reason, but I've just never seen it. So, yeah.
It has a huge cult following.
I wonder if it's on Netflix. We'll have to look it up. We have to do a movie night, I guess.
I know.
Right. So, never seen it. But I'm excited for the show, so I can't wait to see Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange together. So that's going to be great.
Jessica Lange back.
I know.
I feel like she needs to get back to American Horror Story. That's agreed. Where it kind of...
Agreed.
But the feud is basically starting the next franchise for Ryan Murphy's production company. So American Horror Story, American Crime Story, and then feuds.
I wonder what other celebrity feuds are out there that people do.
I feel like they've talked about some possibilities.
I don't know. Who else has feuded?
I don't know. Who else has feuded?
I don't know.
I
can't think of anything. Anyway, I'm sure they'll find out. I hope that they should do Debbie Reynolds and Liz Taylor.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be good.
That would be good. Anyway, that starts March 5th on FX, so
yeah,
look for that. Very excited.
Taylor Swift and Katy Perry. That's what he wants for season 2.
Hmm. It'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I know whose side I would be on.
Katy Perry.
Yeah. Absolutely. Have you heard of Katy Perry's new song?
No.
It's one of the... And this is with me in every new song. I hear it the first time, I'm like, eh.
And then you hear it more, and you're like,
and then I don't even hear it more. Then I hear it, and then it's like a day later, I'm like, oh, yeah, what's that song? I really like, I'm like, just yesterday, I didn't like, you know, it's like, and especially the Katy Perry song.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get you. Yeah. No, I haven't heard it.
And I think it's just the familiarity thing, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So.
I mean, sometimes the first time you hear a song, you're just processing it, you know, and... The second time you're sort of familiar and you're like, okay, maybe I do like this.
Okay.
And then suddenly you're obsessed with it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
I like that.
Yeah.
Going back to feud real quick. Another possibility that was thrown out was Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more old Hollywood.
I do too.
You know, like I'm sure those two would be a good one to do, but I don't know.
Because they started the Mickey Mouse Club together.
Yeah.
So see, there's a lot of history.
Yeah, so just rather...
And then, of course, it was a lot of, not the media, but like people who write entertainment stuff.
Uh-huh.
They kind of tried to start a few.
Yeah.
Just basically to sell records, too.
Oh, so, definitely.
Yeah. But I know the old Hollywood.
Yeah, I like the old Hollywood ones, so
mm-hmm.
that's the ones I'd be more interested in, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Me too.
So, speaking of old Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
The Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls on Hulu. I've been watching it this week. It's just such a great...
I need to watch it. I haven't watched it in a 20-some
minute show.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we've talked about this before. Like, some of the stuff they get away with back then.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing. And stuff that I don't think they could really... It would be pushing the boundaries today.
It's just crazy to think that...
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this day and age, there are things that they did just 30 years ago
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't be good for TV now. Or, you know, that wouldn't work or would get censored on TV, I guess mm-hmm. you should say. Anyway, I think our censorship is sometimes just too much, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. So, so Golden Girls on Hulu right now. All season, every season is on.
Yeah, there. I need to go and watch it for sure. So let's talk about The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Have you seen the trailer?
I did, and I thought it wasn't coming back until
I thought so too.
Remember, because Tina Fey was taking time to write Mean Girls the musical.
Ellie Kemper was pregnant.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I guess it is. But it's coming back Friday, May 19th to Netflix, season 3, which I'm very excited about because I love Kimmy Schmidt. Mm-hmm. But the trailer they released this week features Titus doing his own, like, Lemonade Beyonce impression. It's hilarious. Good. I love him so much. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm very excited for the show. So.
And it's just so funny that when Tina Fey was writing the show, she based... Titus is based on the actual actor, Titus.
I know.
And he had to audition for it. So, that kills me. It's based on you, but you still have to audition.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is one of the funniest shows on Netflix, I think. Mm-hmm. So, if you haven't watched it, go for it. But, every time. And even season 2, it gets better every season. So,
yeah.
So, can't wait.
Yep.
May 19th, excuse me. That's it.
That's it. Look at this.
How long?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
Wow.
We did it.
We did 20 minutes.
We told ourselves.
A little bit more with the clips and stuff.
That's true. But, you know, we told ourselves we were going to do a very short podcast, and we did it.
Yeah. And it's a little blooper that I recorded us, so I'll have it after this.
Of course, we didn't talk about Star Wars in this one.
We didn't.
So.
We're trying to break it up a little bit.
Right, exactly.
So we're going to do TV news, mm-hmm. and then we'll do a podcast about movies, Star Wars, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, well, guys, you can always follow us on our Facebook page, A Gallon A Gay.
We're also on Twitter at A Gallon A Gay, and you can email us at agallonagay@gmail.com. Find us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, really wherever you find podcasts, you'll find us. So, yeah, and rate us, please, if you would, on iTunes. That'd be great.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye. Alone's going to go on for a while. So
what are we trying to do here?
Just trying to go short, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a quick...
I am right, and you are right, and all is right as right can be.
Thanks, Siri. Yeah, so we're trying to do just a TV podcast and try to keep it shorter than normal. So we'll see.
How do you think that's going to work?
It's not going to go well.
No,
I'm sure.
It's not.
No.
We got some bloopers out of that. Yes!